meet young Charlie, whose curiosity among everyone stirred animosity, when as a small child, Charlie was wild to munch bums with great ferocity. Poor Charlie was ashamed of his kink, praying one day to just play with his dink. But when Charlie dreamed, his brain loudly screamed for a teeth-tingling bite of some stink. Charlie was fond of all kinds of butts, even hairy ones found on mutts, and was oftentimes known to enjoy at home a variety of rump roast cuts. His actions were disgusting to all, when one Tuesday he was caught in the mall, his mouth round a butt, indulging his smut with a mannequin in the food hall. After that, Charlie refused to be seen, swearing to quit butts and get clean. But as hard as he tried, when a butt could be spied, he transformed to a munching machine, rampaging the streets of his town, biting through pants, tearing girls' gowns. The police were called, his mother bawled, but nothing could bring the man down. Before the military they could call, a man roasting rump at Café de Gaulle, whose name was Pat, braised his ass fat while whistling out a cat call. Pat ran suddenly into the street, pulling trousers down to his feet, sticking bum in the air for Charlie to share in his succulent rump roast treat. Between bites, Charlie had a flashback. As a child searching for a snack, he stumbled upon a milkman named John feasting on his mother's ass crack. Pat had experienced a similar deed, proving psychologist Binet's decree that associations create foundations, while fetishism's our guarantee. If Binet could only behold these munchers' mouths full of gold, for Charlie and Pat, last two mouths set together until they